Perak Yud-Gimel is a bit of a shocker because it looked like everything was going great. This is Perak Yud-Gimel of Sefer Nehemiah, because Nehemiah has to go back to Bavel. Now, when he gets back to Eretz Yisrael, he's shocked. He finds several breaches in mitzvah observance. What are they? So firstly, we've got Shabbos. Remember, they committed to that, intermarriage, gifts of Levium, which there was a shvur about this in the 10th Perek. Someone called Eliashib had made the chamber in the Mikdash for Tuvia, was Nehemiah's enemy. Nehemiah threw the pots of this chamber out. Following this, the people read the Torah. They separated from their wives. They married Ammon and Moab. The wives married Ammon and Moab husbands and made sure that the people stopped marrying Moabites and Ammonites from Ammon and Moab, because, I mean, you're not allowed to. It's a worthy summary of Nehemiah's leadership skills and dedication to Hashem. They're willing to do this again. You know, sometimes the first time we'll do it. They did it again a second time. Nehemiah orders the city doors closed on Shabbos to prevent people selling goods to people nearby. And he solved the reemergence of intermarriage as well as the issue of the Levium's gifts. That is the accolade. That is the person, Nehemiah. That is Sefer Nehemiah.